You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Monday, the NZ TAR liaison group had a consultation with Eugenie Sage regarding the government's plan to cull 10,000 Himalayan TAR. Prior to the meeting, I spoke to Forest and Bird Regional Manager for Christchurch, Nikki Snake, about the plans.
The population of Himalayan TAR has exploded over recent years, and there is a TAR control plan that was established in 1993, which sets the population at 10,000, and currently it's estimated to be between 35,000, possibly as many as 50,000.
So what is the importance of reducing their numbers?
Well, these animals are introduced. They're not native. New Zealand doesn't have any native grazing or native mammals or grazing mammals like this up in the areas where they live or anywhere in our country. And they are virtually annihilating quite a lot of our high country vegetation. So in order to preserve and protect these species, these native species, many of which are endemic to New Zealand, we need to get this population down significantly.
Do you believe the proposed government plan is enough in solving the issue?
It's going to take a pretty good effort to get the TAR down to the number agreed in the plan of 10,000, so it's going to take a pretty coordinated effort by all interested parties to get them back down again. It's going to be ongoing because the numbers have gotten out of control.
Why are hunters and certain tourist organisations opposed to this?
Well, I guess because of the inaction since the TAR plan was set up in 1993, the numbers have built up, and a number of businesses have come to rely on huge numbers of animals out there. So in order to make a plan to enforce the plan, they're now concerned that how that'll affect their businesses. So, I guess it's a symptom of inaction over the last 25 years since 1993 when the plan was established.
Are there any hunting organisations for this decision?
I guess there is general agreement that the TAR numbers have to come down. I mean, they all were parties to the Himalayan TAR control plan, and they agreed that 10,000 was the sustainable number out there. This, of course, was a massive compromise by Forest and Bird because we would, prefer to see none out there. So we agreed that, we also came to the party on that one as well. But 10,000 is an acceptable number out there on the a population in general, and that's what they agreed to, so that's what we have to stick to.
Why are recreational hunters inefficient at reducing TAR numbers?
Well, if you're familiar with the Southern Alps, it's very incredibly rugged country up there, and TAR are originally from the Himalayas, so they get into the most rugged and scary places up there in the high country, and hunters just do not get into those particular areas. So they are efficient at the sort of lower altitude, more easily accessible places, but these TAR are running everywhere in quite inaccessible places. So the relying entirely on recreational hunting to get them is not effective at all.
There was a petition started by National that states there was no consultation in the decision. Is this true?
Well, the TAR liaison group has been brought back to life at the end of August. So, that was the first part of the consultation. And, then the department came out with a proposal. So, the TAR liaison group has been going. There's another meeting today, and that's all part of the consultation process.
What sort of conversations will the TAR liaison group be having today?
Oh, I guess they'll be challenging the department on their proposal and trying to negotiate who's going to be the most effective at achieving the outcome of the plan. So, we need to work with all together, and we need to listen to each other's concerns, and we need to all collectively agree that through all of our efforts, the TAR population can be reduced back down to 10,000, as in the plan, as agreed.
Okay, awesome. Is there any further comments that you would like to make?
No, I don't think so. I think that the Minister is making the right call. We need to sit down and have a good discussion and figure out how this is going to come together, because it's through lack of management the last couple of decades the implementation of the plan has completely failed. So we need to sit down and figure out how we're going to make it work from here on out.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So, following the interview with Nikki Snake from Forest and Bird, I scheduled an interview with NZ Tar Foundation. Unfortunately, due to a short space of time between the meeting that they had with Eugenie Sage and their flight to Christchurch, wasn't able to happen. Anyway, they proposed the Game Animal Council Plan to the liaison groups, which I had a bit of a read of, and is definitely heavily focused on hunters. But it has some important points, such as making sure that culling doesn't happen during breeding season, so you have, obviously, calves without mothers. A story came through RNZ the day after that states the hobby group won concessions and the government will rethink their plan to cull 10,000 tars. However, Doc released a media release after this that states no plans have been released. Having conversations with hunters, I gathered there's belief that the 1993 tar management plan miscalculated the number of tar, and therefore 10,000 tar is a rather low number. However, my pondering is that this plan is 25 years old, and according to the plan would be reviewed every 5 years, meaning there would have been five reviews since, so there should have been a fair number calculated by then. Anyway, the liaison group will continue to finalise plans.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.